Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Todd, can you explain how disappointed you are with the loss and really just what happened today?
It was a disappointing loss. It was tough. We haven't been a part of one of these in a long time. I think since Indianapolis a few years ago on a night game, and we didn't coach well in any aspect of the game. We didn't play well in any aspect of the game. So everything that could have went wrong went wrong.
Can you explain that thought?
You can't. You give them some credit, and we stunk it up as coaches. We stunk it up as players at the same time. We didn't play well.
Do you think the effort from your team was an issue today?
Effort was fine. We just didn't play well.
How big was the two missed interception opportunities by your defense? Do you think that was a turning point in the game, especially the first one with Oakley?
I don't think it was a turning point. I thought the game started off bad with a deep ball and the run for the touchdown, and it never recovered from there.
How did your great job in counts before this?
Everybody played bad. Everybody coached bad.
What were the
biggest
problems with the rushing defense, given the cutbacks that they were getting, especially in the first half?
Ball shouldn't have been cut back. We should have got off block and got off the ground. Weren't in our gap soundly.
What can you do different to change this?
We're going to take a long, hard look at everything this week, coaches and players, and we're going to put the best guys out there that's going to help us get better. We'll review everything that we're calling on both sides of the ball, and that's what you do during the bye week, and we're going to try like hell to win the last six games.
Was there any thought to giving Davis Webb a chance late?
No.
Thought we talked about part of this being a must win, where you guys were record wise. So where do you think this leaves you at 3-7 for the rest of the season?
Not in a great place. Obviously, going into a bye week, you're 3-7. Things aren't looking up. You just got to try to get to the next game as best as possible and try to get a win. You don't look at the rest of the season. You try to look at the next game. And we got to play New England, and we'll try to go 4-7. It'll be a tough game and a tough task, but after playing today, we'll take a hard look at everything this week and try to recap and reevaluate everything we're doing and try to put together when we get back.
Coach, what will you focus on between now and the time that you do play New England?
Everything, obviously. Coaches first, obviously, starts with me, and then I'll focus on the coaches, then the players, and we'll try to get the best guys out there and put them in the best position.
Do you worry, Todd, after a loss like that you could be fired?
I don't worry about my job. I don't talk about my job. I just try to get to the next game. It's the business when you sign up for it.
Coach, was there anything that you saw during the week that would lead you to believe the team would come out and play so poorly?
No, there wasn't.
Felt they were very good fans coming into today's game?
They were.
You have the play, Todd, to turn this around.
We got everybody here that we got to put our foot in. We won some ball games and we lost some, and today wasn't a good day.
Would you consider this rock bottom at this point, and then how do you go forward?
Anytime you lose the game, it's rock bottom, whether you lose by one or whether you lose by 20 or 30 points. So you go forward by taking a hard, good look at yourself in the mirror and looking at your coaches, looking at your team, and we prepare and we get ready.
You said, Todd, that you guys obviously aren't in the spot you want with the 3-7 record. Do you have to worry about players starting to pack it in at this point?
No, I really don't. I think we got a good locker room.
Todd, did you think after they came out, the way they came out with the long pass, and they scored the touchdown, and I think the next drive they did a fake punt, was there any like shell shock from the players at all? Do you think they
No, I don't. Fake punt was a good play on their part. Wasn't any shell shock. We just couldn't get anything going, and we didn't stop them.
What were some of the positives you could take away from a performance like this?
We had one penalty.
Were there any injuries, Todd?
No, not right now. Everybody finished the game.
You're way good. What's kind of your game plan for this week?
We'll get together tomorrow. I'll let them know everything they're doing. They need some time off. Some guys need to get better. A bye in week 10 is long. We'll take a long look at some tape as coaches and try to get ready for next week early.
Did you get a chance to talk to Christopher after the game, and how's he been through not only today but this recent losing streak?
He's been great. We talk every week on Monday and then Thursday, so I'll talk to him tomorrow.
Were you satisfied with the game plan going in under Josh from an offensive standpoint?
Evidently, after the game, I'm not satisfied with anything.
Did Barkley cause any problems from a game plan perspective? I'm not knowing.
No.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.